14 is no age at all. You're merely learning how to function as a human being, while the hormones of puberty gather in the distance, waiting to approach and knock upon that door. But 14 was the age I received my Christmas present. Such a long time ago now, but yet un-fucking forgettable. Dad died when I barely knew him. And Kate lived alongside us. The neighbour from heaven. My mum's best friend. And my second mother, essentially. She'd scoop me up from the ground when I fell from the tree and drove like a maniac to the emergency room. Her and mum waved me off on my first day at proper school. I even shared my first kiss with her daughter, Katie. I know, Katie. But I'm not sure she ever knew that. She always called me Little Mister. Even when I left for university, standing there tall and proud, she stood there on the driveway with a warm smile and instructed me to read books, learn things, but have fun, Little Mister. Never forget to have that fun. Soft blue eyes, wispy red hair, with a glint in her eye and a minxy edge. She had a minxy edge to her. She really did. And she stood out, but never because she tried to. It's only now I look back to realize just what a woman she was. Understated, modest, and yet sexy. In that way that only comes in the way that someone breathes when they stretch their neck. Attractive when they spend 4 days of sickness hacking up phlegm and apologizing every time they sneeze. Having the right amount of perfume every day. Not too little. Not too much. I digress. I will confess, I promise. Now I find myself writing my book of memoirs. I just remember her. Remembering the joyous step on the sidewalk when she was happy. How the light in the sky changed when she smiled. How mum consoled her when she sobbed. But Christmas. Christmas was always a big deal in the house. Almost an open house for the neighbourhood. Everyone was welcome. Decorations and smells from the kitchen. Laughter and smiles abound. As kids skittered and drinks were served. Christmas night. And when I was 14... it was different. A miserable heap of languish, just because I hadn't gotten the present I'd wished for. I sat there on the bottom of the stairs, tears streaming down, only to hear steps coming to me, hearing them above the hubbub. It was Kate. A wobbly Kate, but a Kate nonetheless. And she gathered me up. And hugged me, seeing how disappointed I was, and just wanting to smooth it away. As I held on to her, I could feel how unsteady she was. Looking back, I think I'd always known how unhappy she was, and how she dealt with it. There's always a smell in the air when an alcoholic breathes. And when she let me go with a sigh and that warm, radiant smile, she said those words. You've been such a good boy this year. Do you want your real present? Confused a little, I just nodded. I couldn't tell what was happening. Didn't really know what was going on. But standing there, before my second mum, watching her smile. And then she reached down and stroked me. Stroked me between my legs. Fingers pressing, fingers searching. My 14-year-old brain not knowing what to do. But my 14-year-old hormones knowing exactly what to do. And whatever piece of manhood I possessed at that age grew and grew as Kate's fingers slid up and down. And then she defeated the waistband and slid her hand inside, curled her fingers around me. Oh, fuck. Just the memory of that first touch. And it felt incredible. Hearing her gasping. Knowing it was wrong. Hearing the party going on around us. But feeling the moment was only existing for one thing. And Kate clenched her hand tighter as she gasped. Little mister. I stood there, feeling things I never had before, as her hand moved. I'd never felt the growl, never knew what a growl even was, never felt the sense of impending joy before, never felt the unload and the gasps that come with it. But Kate had. She knew what she was doing. And she squeezed harder as her hand moved faster. Her breath, ragged and gulping. I still to this day don't know if she came when I did. I think so, but I'm not sure. All I know, as I write this down, is a 14-year-old boy spurted out for the first time ever into the gripping hand of his mother's best friend when she drunkenly took advantage of a lonely kid one Christmas night, and I've never forgotten it.